David.
My first holiday without my family was a cycling trip to Wales. I was away for about a week and travelled the whole country from north to south and back. A few months before, I'd joined the Youth Hostel Association and I'd been away for a few weekends staying at youth hostels with my brother and sister. They're places to stay where you take your own sleeping bag and everybody sleeps in bunk beds in big dormitories and you have to share the bathroom and kitchen facilities. So anyway, before my Wales trip, I checked out where all the youth hostels were along my route and I booked them in advance. I rode about 40 miles a day. I got soaked a few times in the rain and I had one scary encounter with a big farm dog. But generally, it was a great experience. Travelling alone is lonely sometimes, but you get to meet a lot more people. And I came home with very strong legs. I was only 14 at the time, but I've always been very independent.
Lauren.
My first holiday without my parents was a school trip to France when I was 15. We went by coach, with a ferry trip across the Channel from England. A lot of people say they don't like travelling by bus on long journeys, and usually I would find it boring, but I didn't mind it that time. We were all sitting there joking and singing songs, so the time passed quite quickly. I wasn't keen on the boat journey, though. I was sick for the whole crossing. That's never happened to me before travelling by ferry. I remember the weather was lovely the whole time, but I don't actually remember all that much about the places we visited, to be honest, except this one place called Mont Saint-Michel. It was like a big church built on an island, and I remember it because of somebody I met there. I saw this guy, and he looked exactly like my friend Matt from back home. Exactly like him, I mean identical. So I shouted to him, "Hi Matt, what are you doing here?" And he said something back to me in French. Turns out he was a guy called Pierre from Paris. It was weird. Anyway, we got chatting a bit, in a mixture of French and English, and now he's my friend on Facebook, would you believe? When I got home, I showed his photo to my friend Matt, and he was like totally amazed.
Mark.
I've never actually had a holiday without my parents before, but I'm planning to go to Iceland this summer. I'm really excited about it. It's with a group called the Nature Conservation Volunteers. I've been a member for a couple of years already, doing day trips and stuff. You know, planting trees or building a footpath in a nature reserve or whatever. So anyway, they're organising this trip to Iceland to do some work with local wildlife projects in a kind of national park up there for a week. We're flying to Reykjavik and then on a small plane to a place called Akureyri in the north of the island, up near the Arctic Circle. It's quite expensive, actually. There's a special fund which contributes towards some of the costs, but I couldn't get that. So my parents have offered to help me out. They didn't want me to use my own savings. I had to get a passport for the trip because I didn't have one. I mean, I've never actually been abroad before, so it's all a big adventure, really. Can't wait.